This is Tour 2, Section 1, Introduction to the Pagoda Circle Tour, starting at Jones Visitor and Education Center.
Hello, I'm Karen Foss. Forest Park Forever welcomes you to Once and Forever, The Journey of Forest Park. This is walking tour number 2, which will take you to the Pagoda Circle, the Muni Outdoor Theater, and on to the east end of the park, where you'll learn about the remarkable new nature walks, wetlands, and water systems. Before we set out on our journey, let me give you a brief bit of background information. You're now at the Dennis and Judith Jones Visitor and Education Center, the hub of activity for the renovation and renewal of St. Louis's priceless 1,371-acre urban oasis, one of the largest parks in America. The center is home to Forest Park Forever, the organization that, together with the St. Louis Department of Parks, Recreation, and Forestry, has spent nearly $100 million thus far to restore Forest Park to its former glory. Forest Park Forever operates the center and hosts a number of partners in the building, including OASIS, the Older Adult Services and Information Systems, as well as the St. Louis Convention and Visitors Commission and the Missouri Department of Conservation. The center includes classrooms, shower and locker facilities, the Forest Perk Cafe, and a large special event space called the Trolley Room, available to rent for special events such as wedding receptions and corporate meetings. A significant portion of rental and catering fees helps with ongoing maintenance of the park.
It's time now to begin our walking tour. As you leave the Jones Center, take the sidewalk to the left. Carefully cross the street at the crosswalk. Then, as you make your way to Pagoda Circle, you'll hear more about Forest Park's colorful history. Please press the button to pause the recording before you cross the street. Then, once you are safely on the other side, press the button again to continue your tour. Be sure to walk no farther than Pagoda Circle as you listen to this section of your tour.
As you begin your walk to Pagoda Circle, notice the granitoid light fixtures on both sides of the path. They were designed to resemble the old gas lights that were used in the park's early days. The tennis courts to your right are part of the Dwight Davis Tennis Complex, home today to the St. Louis Aces of World Team Tennis. Between 1911 and 1930, Park Commissioner Dwight F. Davis and his successors filled Forest Park with expanded activities and new single-purpose facilities. Davis had been national outdoor men's tennis doubles champion from 1899 to 1901 and a leader in the emerging popularity of the sport. The international championship known today as the Davis Cup dates to 1900 when Davis himself donated the trophy and organized the tournament. We promise more of Forest Park's history, so let's travel through time for a moment to June 24, 1876, 12 years after the Civil War ended. On that day, the dedication of Forest Park took place with elaborate ceremonies at its main entrance, then at Choteau Avenue and Kings Highway. At the time it opened, the park was technically located in St. Louis County, almost 2 miles west of the St. Louis city limits. It's hard to believe that the train ride from Union Depot took about 20 minutes and a carriage ride from downtown took twice the time. Yet, in spite of the distance, more than 50,000 people took part in the opening day ceremonies. Back then, the population of the city was no more than 350,000. Farmland surrounded the park and only a few houses dotted the landscape. Why was such a remote area chosen? It was no mistake. Forest Park began as the dream of real estate magnate Hiram W. Leffingwell. A number of St. Louis's most famous neighborhoods, including Kirkwood and the Grand Avenue area, bear Leffingwell's stamp. Projecting into the future, he correctly assumed that the city would expand to the west and that the area surrounding his proposed park would soon be sought after for residential and commercial development.
Before you cross the street, the roundabout called Pagoda Circle, press the button to pause the recording. When you are safely on the other side, press the button again to play. Walk to the benches in the middle of Pagoda Circle and face the Nathan Frank Bandstand. Then spend a few moments to learn a bit about Mr. Frank.
Pagoda Circle is now considered by many to be the heart of the park. It is so named because an elaborate, Asian-inspired wooden music pagoda was built on the island when Forest Park opened in 1876. The pagoda was closed in 1911, and soon thereafter, it burned to the ground. The island languished until 1925, when St. Louis lawyer and real estate developer Nathan Frank stepped forward with funds to build the graceful bandstand you see today. In making the gift, Mr. Frank stated, "All that I have, all that I have acquired, I owe to Forest Park." And certainly that was true. For over the years, Mr. Frank, an astute businessman, had gained control of much of the real estate surrounding the park. His was the first private gift ever given to a St. Louis city park. Recognizing his pioneering generosity, Forest Park Forever has named its Planned Giving Society for Nathan Frank. Through his example, we've all come to understand the value of vigorously supporting public parks in our community. Today, Pagoda Circle is reborn. The bandstand has been completely refurbished and new trees have been planted. There are extensive formal gardens and a unique riverine landscape installed by volunteers from the Flora Conservancy. In an astonishing feat, these volunteer gardeners planted 27,000 perennials in a 2-day period.